Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 99702 pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, amen, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another privilege and the opportunity to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask in the name of Jesus the Christ, the anointing one, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, for the past few weeks, I have been teaching on a subject entitled Not Forsaking the Assembly of Ourselves Together. Again, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Now, this teaching came about because I read an article written by Jane Andrews, which was provided by the Critical Financial website, entitled People No Longer Want to Go to Church. People No Longer Want to Go to Church. And they had 17 reasons why. Well, I like to take a little sidetrack and go parallel with this subject, which I believe the reason why these young people are going in this direction. And I'm going to teach these next couple of weeks on deception, recognizing true and false ministries. I believe that we can all basically agree and doubt and have no doubt that we are living in the last days. And because we are, Satan is waging an all-out war to try to deceive Christian believers. There are many false prophets, false teachers, false prophets, and false Christs appearing throughout the world trying to lead God's people astray. That's why we got to be spiritually keen and alert. We must be full of the Holy Spirit and in touch with God. We must know the Word of God and stand on it. The time for playing is over. In the days ahead, we're going to see supernatural manifestations in the world like we've never seen before. God is pouring out His Spirit on all flesh, and the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit are in operation. But right alongside are deception manifestations that appear to be exactly the same. Now, let me repeat that. Along with these supernatural manifestations, alongside are deceptive manifestations that appear to be exactly the same. That's why people are deceived. They think that just because something is supernatural, it is of God. But that is not true. Just because something is supernatural, strange, or spectacular doesn't mean it's God. However, how can you tell the difference? How can you know whether a person is a false prophet, a false teacher, a false individual who has been sent by Satan himself to lead you astray? Now, I'm going to discuss 7 ways to recognize and to separate those deceivers from the true ministers of God. Amen? Now, of course, there may be other ways, but these are 7 important guidelines that I believe that will help you keep you on the right path. If you learn and receive and understand these 7 rules and apply them, I believe you will represent them as spiritual leaders. When the hour of deception comes, God will help you see these people for the deceivers they are and prevent them from leading you astray. Amen? All right. Deception number 1. False ministers usually will come as an angel of light claiming to have a special revelation from God. Let me repeat that again. False ministers usually will come as an angel of light claiming to have a special revelation from God. They're not the light, but they're coming like the light. Please turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Again, that's 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to read verses 13 through 15. And it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." Amen. Now, I'd like you to notice something very carefully. Paul says Satan, the master deceiver himself, transforms into an angel of light, that his ministers are transformed as the ministers of righteousness. Isn't that something? It should not shock us to realize that Satan has ministers just as the Lord Jesus Christ has ministers. But instead of helping us, Satan ministers want to destroy our souls. When these false ministers come, they will tell you that they have a new, deeper revelation from God. Listen to this very carefully now, because don't miss this. When these false ministers come, they will tell you that they have a new, deeper revelation from God. They claim to have light, spiritual insight, and understanding that your pastor, leaders, and teachers do not have. Amen. They come with something new. Just like some of these 17 reasons in this article that we're talking about, where the young people have decided not to attend church anymore. They say that their special revelation that God has unrevealed to them in these last days, especially for a select few. They say it's for a select few. Well, the Word of God tells us He is not a respecter of person. So we know right now that that is a deception and a lie. Beware of anyone who claims to have deep and great revelations about which none of the people of your church have any knowledge. This is virtually always a sure mark or a sure identification of a false minister, a deceiver, one of Satan's partners. These people appear as angels of light, but they are ministers of Satan, ministers of darkness, ministers of lying. So we have to be very, very careful. Always remember that any revelation can and should be tested by your leaders. Revelation can be tested by the Word of God. Beware of far-out doctrines that twist the Scriptures in order to have something biblical to stand on. Let me repeat that. Beware of far-out doctrines that twist the Scriptures in order to have something biblical to stand on. A few years ago, some people got a new revelation, or they thought they got a new revelation, and went around casting out demons out of Christians, having people vomit up evil spirits. They actually carried bags around. They felt if you did not vomit up everything inside your stomach, that you weren't getting rid of the demons. Well, there's nothing in Scripture that tells us to vomit up demons. It says to cast out demons. A few of my friends got caught up in this deception, and they went around carrying bags. Isn't that something? They went around carrying bags. So you have to be careful in dealing with all these new revelations that come up like flowers in the springtime. So you have to be very, very careful. It wasn't of God. Sure, they did supernatural things. They talked to demons, and the demons talked back. But it wasn't of God. They were deceived. Sorry to say, they were deceived. They had no scripture on which to stand. We are not to talk to demons. We are called to cast demons out. Amen. What does it look like hanging out with demons? Inviting them in your house and talking to them. That is not what the Bible tells us to do. It tells us to cast out demons. Amen. Now, my Bible tells me that a Christian can have two masters. Amen. Either he's going to belong to God or to the devil. That's in Matthew 6:24. Matter of fact, let's go there. Matthew 6:24. You cannot have two masters. And anybody thinks they can, they're being deceived. Matthew 6:24 says this. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Amen. So don't be deceived with all this new supernatural manifestation that you see out there. Test the spirits to see if they are truly from God. Amen. Our bodies are called the temple of God. Please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And let's see what the word of God says about this. Because we just cannot just go along with what people say. If it doesn't line up with the word of God, we need to be very suspect. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And we're going to be verse number 16. It says, do you not know that you are the temple of God, that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Amen. So your bodies are the temple of God. Amen. And also, we there in 1 Corinthians, let's go to chapter 6 and let's read verse number 19. And it says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Amen. And I don't believe God is going to let a demon live in his temple. No way. No way. Be wary of any new revelations. Be wary of any new revelations. When you start thinking you know more than the pastor who has been teaching you, take heed that the devil isn't trying to deceive you. A know-it-all attitude is an open door to the devil. Did you get that? And know-it-all attitude is an open door to the devil. Also, when you meet in homes and small groups, beware of the bizarre, the extreme, the unusual that sets you apart and makes you different from the rest of the body of Christ. Watch out when you start thinking that your little group has some new revelation that even the church leaders won't accept because you've tapped in something special. Your revelation will fizzle out and you will be hurt. The scripture tells us there is nothing new under the sun. So don't go alone with all these new manifestations, these new so-called revelations. Test the scriptures to make sure they are from God. Stay balanced. Look in the word of God. Did anything like you're doing ever happen to people in the Bible? Is there even an indication that they might have done it? If your new practice is far out and different, check it out. Especially Satan may be deceiving you. Amen. All right. Number two, false ministers usually attack and criticize the spiritual leaders of the local church. Let me repeat that. False ministers usually attack and criticize the spiritual leaders of the local church. When false teachers come in to spoil the flock, they must first convince the congregation that its leaders, its elders, and pastors do not have the biblical insight that they have. Now, isn't that interesting? A false teacher is going to come in and attack your leaders that you've been listening to all these years. And all of a sudden, somebody new is going to come in and tell you they do not know what they're talking about. Deception, my brethren, please do not be deceived. They usually criticize and condemn those who are watching and feeding the flock, the ones who for years have taken care of the congregation. Now, these false ministers, these false Christs, these false prophets have had and have bad things to say about the pastor or those who are in authority. Why do they do this? They want to destroy the credibility of the church leaders who stand up against them. That's what they want to do. They're attempting to destroy the credibility of the church leaders who stand up against them. But the Bible says, obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourself, for they watch over your souls as they have must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. That's found in Hebrews chapter 13. Matter of fact, please go there. Let's go to Hebrews, please, chapter 13. And let's read that together. Hebrews 13 and verse number 17. It says, obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give an account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Amen. So we are to obey those who have authority or rule over us. Amen. The Bible is very clear that we are to submit ourselves to the authority of those who must watch over our souls, because God has put them in authority for us and given them the wisdom to protect us and care for us. Please go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, please. And let's see what the Word of God has to say about this, because we always have to check it by the Word of God. So Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read verses 11 to 13. And it says, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man or a mature man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. I believe that the pastor has the greatest responsibility to guard the spiritual lives of his people than any other ministry, because God has called him to be their shepherd. A shepherd, he watches over the sheep. If they didn't have a shepherd, they would always have to be watching and guarding themselves. They wouldn't have time to eat the grass or lie down beside the waters in peace. They would always be afraid of the wolves, bears, and lions that would come in to try to devour them. But the sheep know that their shepherd loves and cares for them, just like your pastor. So they don't have to be consistently on guard. They don't have to be afraid. They know the shepherd is watching over them. He walks around watching. And if he sees a predator coming to destroy one of his sheep, he takes his staff and drives them away. If the shepherd sees his flock drifting in the wrong direction, maybe toward a road where they might get hit, or toward a cliff where they might fall off, or close to the trees where the wolves and bears lurk, or to any place of danger, he begins to guide the sheep away from danger and back to safety. That's the responsibility of a pastor. If he sees one of his sheep wandering off, he goes over and tries to get that sheep back to his flock. He tells the sheep, get back, go on over there with the flock. That shepherd is trying to save the sheep's life. So what does the shepherd do? So what does the sheep do, rather? If he doesn't understand the role of the shepherd, he might get mad. He might think, I don't want or I don't understand that pastor. I wasn't doing anything wrong. It seems like good grass to me. I don't understand why he would come and tell me to watch out. But the pastor sees the danger. He's trying to protect the sheep. Just like I see the danger in these 17 reasons and encouraging these young people to come back, because there's a road that might seem right to them, but the end is destruction. The Bible calls the pastor a bishop, which means one who oversees. Pastor means shepherd. The shepherd means to guard, to feed, to guide, to direct, to take care of, to be responsible for. And that's exactly why I'm doing this teaching on deception. Well, my time is just about up, but please join us next week when we continue our teaching on deception. But until then, please remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.